In the late 1940s, groups like the Ravens, Steve Gibson and the Five Redcaps, Sonny Till and the Orioles, and the Four Tunes were just a few of the gospel-influenced R&B doo-wop groups to emerge during the late 1940s. Then in the early 1950s, groups like Billy Ward and the Dominoes, the Five Royals, the Solitaires, the Five Keys, the Flamingos, the Castells, the Drifters with Clyde McFadder, the Clovers, the Moonglows, Pookie Hudson and the Spaniels, and the Dells would all be under the vocal influence of the Ink Spots. It would be with 1950s jump blues artists like Wynonie Harris, Ruth Brown, Marion Abernathy, Jimmy and Joe Liggins, Nappy Brown, Charles Brown, Ray Charles, Johnny Otis, Little Lester, Big J. McNeely, Roy Milton, Roy Brown, and the early 50s Little Richard, who would become the unaccredited pioneers of what would soon be called the rock and roll era. As far as radio is concerned, R&B doo-wop was first played exclusively on local black radio stations. Then, with the access of high-powered 50,000-watt radio stations broadcasting coast to coast, it would be white DJs like Hoss Allen, Gene Noble, and Dewey Phillips who would give the music the exposure it deserved. These announcers would play black music on their shows during a time when segregation and other forms of racism ran rampant in Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, and America collectively. On the other hand, you had African-American radio announcers like Rufus Thomas, Ike Turner, Howlin' Wolf, B.B. King, and others who played the music on their sponsored radio programs. With Sonny living in Chicago, he constantly listened to the radio keeping up on current music and trends. Sonny then decided to formulate a way to tie traditional music standards like St. Louis Blues and Honeysuckle Rose into this new music era, which would give the songs new life. This new music creation called R&B doo-wop was catching on like wildfire amongst young people in America during the 1950s.